This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched multiple development projects worth around 25,000 crore rupees from Haryana, Punjab and Chandigarh yesterday. The projects aim at strengthening connectivity, improving passenger convenience and accelerating economic development in the region. In Jalandhar last evening, the Prime Minister inaugurated and laid the foundation stones of various rail and road infrastructure projects worth over 5,470 crore rupees. He inaugurated 75 redeveloped railway stations, including Jalandhar Cant, under the Amrit Bharat Station Scheme. Addressing a public gathering in Jalandhar, Prime Minister Modi said the NDA government at the centre prioritises serving every citizen of India, making their lives easier. Prime Minister also flagged off Sant Ravidas Express train from Jalandhar Cant Railway Station. He also inaugurated national highway projects, including a four-lane greenfield Delhi-Amritsar-Katra Expressway, and laid the foundation stone for the development of six-lane greenfield Southern Ludhiana Bypass. Earlier, the Prime Minister flagged off India's first hydrogen power train between Jind and Sonipat at Jind Railway Station in Haryana yesterday. Prime Minister also laid the foundation stone and dedicated several development projects to the nation of worth over 14,000 crore rupees, including national highway projects in Haryana. In Chandigarh, the Prime Minister launched projects around 4,700 crore rupees in key areas including healthcare, education and road infrastructure. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has arrived in West Bengal on a three-day visit. He was received by West Bengal Chief Minister Subhendu Adhikari on his arrival at Baghdogra Airport in Siliguri last night. Today, Mr. Shah will visit the BSF's 18th Battalion at Seema Chowki in Jumagach, where he will address a Prahari Sammelan, participate in a plantation drive, lay foundation stones, inaugurate several development projects and interact with BSF personnel. Later, the Home Minister will hold a series of high-level meetings at Uttar Kanya in Siliguri. The meetings will review various administrative matters, the implementation of the new criminal laws in West Bengal, and the status of birth and death registration. Later in the evening, he will leave for Kolkata. The government has convened a meeting with the floor leaders of political parties in the Parliament this Sunday ahead of the upcoming monsoon session of the Parliament. During the meeting, the government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure a smooth functioning of both the Houses of Parliament. The monsoon session will commence on the 20th of this month and continue till the 13th of next month. During the session, several important legislation are scheduled to be taken up for discussion and passage. President Draupadi Murmu will embark on state visits to Moldova, North Macedonia and Romania from 19th to 25th of this month. Briefing media in New Delhi, Secretary West in Ministry of External Affairs, C.B. George said, these state visits are being undertaken at the invitation of the President of the Republic of Moldova, the Republic of North Macedonia and Romania. The Directorate of Enforcement has conducted simultaneous search operations across various locations in Indore and Mandsaur of Madhya Pradesh in connection with a case related to alleged trafficking of 70 kilograms of MDMA drugs worth approximately 70 crore rupees. The investigation is based on an FIR registered by the crime branch Indore against various accused persons. ED said that the searches have resulted in the recovery of crucial incriminating documents and digital evidence. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal yesterday held a series of interactions with leading technology and industrial companies of Finland during his visit to the country. During his meeting with the senior leadership of Nokia Corporation, he discussed strengthening collaboration in next-generation telecommunications, 5G and 6G technologies, digital infrastructure, electronics manufacturing research and development, and innovation partnerships. In badminton, two-time Olympic medalist P.V. Sindhu has advanced to semi-finals of Japan Open 2026. Sindhu progressed after Japan's former world champion Nozomi Okuhara withdrew from the women's singles quarter-final, giving the Indian shuttler a walkover. And that is the end of this news bulletin.